दिस इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय शगुन चोपड़ा। Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that space sector startups have shown their trust in the government. Mr. Modi stated this during an interaction with the startup CEOs of the space sector. The Prime Minister urged them to remain consistent in their efforts and build a robust space sector ecosystem capable of attracting talent from across the world.
दुनिया अब भारत के स्टार्टअप को खोजती होगी भाई कौन है इसमें क्योंकि एक जब ब्रेकथ्रू होता है तो तुरंत लोगों का ध्यान जाता है बहुत लोगों को हमें जोड़ना है हमें ऐसा एक ऑरा खड़ा कर देना चाहिए कि इस फील्ड में दुनिया भर के लोगों को जिंदगी बनानी है हिंदुस्तान जाओ भारत की कोई स्टार्टअप से जुड़ जाओ भारत की कोई स्पेस एजेंसी से जुड़ जाओ मैं पक्का मानता हूं जी पूरा टैलेंट पूल जो है एक मैग्नेट की तरह आपके कारण हम खींच सकते हैं और वो हमारी एक बहुत बड़ी ताकत बन सकता है।
During the interaction, Chief Executive Officer of India's first space tech unicorn, Skyroot Aerospace, Pawan Kumar Chandana thanked Mr. Modi for opening up the space sector. Meanwhile, National Space Day is being observed today. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Modi extended their greetings on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan said, India's remarkable achievements in space exploration stand as a testament to countries' scientific excellence, spirit of innovation and determination to push the frontiers of knowledge. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi, while sharing a video on social media, said that in the new global order, India is continuously expanding its space sector.
भारत का युवा आज उन क्षेत्रों में काम कर रहा है जिनकी कुछ साल पहले कल्पना भी संभव नहीं थी। भारत का प्राइवेट स्पेस टैलेंट पूरी दुनिया में अपनी अलग पहचान बना रहा है। आज ग्लोबल इन्वेस्टर्स के लिए भारत का स्पेस सेक्टर एक अट्रैक्टिव डेस्टिनेशन बन रहा है।
The country observes the day every year to commemorate the historic soft landing of Chandrayaan 3's Vikram lander on the moon on this day in 2023, making India the fourth country to achieve a soft landing and the first to land near the lunar south polar region. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed the need for self-reliance in shipbuilding, ship repair and related maritime sectors, describing it as vital to the country's security. He asserted that India is capable of becoming a global shipbuilding hub and called for high-quality maintenance services and timely delivery of defence products to achieve this goal. The Defence Minister was addressing the gathering after laying the foundation stone for 5 expansion projects of the Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers and Yantra India Limited in Kolkata. BJP today demanded the Congress party to support the Women's Reservation Bill in the Parliament instead of playing politics around it. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, BJP National General Secretary Smriti Irani said the Congress party only claims that they support women. Ms. Irani appealed to all political parties to work together so that women get more seats in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies. The BRICS Sports Ministers meeting under India's chairship is being held at Vishakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya and Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports Raksha Nikhil Khadse, along with sports ministers and heads of delegation from all 11 BRICS member countries, are taking part in the discussion. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is undertaking a two-day official visit to Russia beginning today. During the visit, the minister will co-chair the 27th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade and Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation. Iran's Secretary of the Supreme National Security Council, Mohsen Rezai, has warned neighboring countries against joining the United States economic campaign against Tehran, saying such participation would lead Iran to consider them enemies. His remarks come after U.S. President Donald Trump announced what he described as an economic D-Day campaign against Iran. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued an orange colour warning for very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Chhattisgarh, Odisha and coastal Andhra Pradesh today. In Odisha, a fresh low-pressure area has formed over the northwest Bay of Bengal and adjoining areas, triggering another spell of heavy rain. In the FIH Hockey World Cup, the Indian women's team will take on Australia tonight. India must win this match to stay in contention for a semi-final berth. The Pool E match will begin at 10:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.